The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Second down and goal. Rivers in trouble. Down he goes, and he gets hit hard by O'Daniel. He gets up looking for a flag, doesn't get one. Justin Houston was there behind him helping to bring him down, and it looked like a hit mainly to that left shoulder pad. End zone. Pass is caught but out of bounds, and there was a push off.
Let's take a look and see exactly. I don't know if that's what they're calling with him. There was no grab. It's in slow motion. I don't see anything there.
Rivers passes, caught for the touchdown by Williams. Puts two fingers up as if they are going to go for the win. 4 seconds left in the game, but this is likely the final play that matters. End zone wide open. What a night for Mike Williams. And the Chargers have their first lead of the night at 29-28.
Philip, I know you are fired up about this victory. The first thing you said to me, the streak is at one. How did you guys complete the comeback in a raucous environment?
We just kept playing. This place is unbelievable to play in. Hard, tough. We've lost a handful in a row. I tried to deny it all week and say you can make streaks, say whatever you want to say, but this team just kept fighting. And what a call, huh, by Coach Land to go for two. He said, heck with it, let's just win it now. I had two terrible turnovers in the first half, and I thought they were going to cost us because every other category, we held our own. Had more first downs. We had the time of possession and kept that dangerous offense off the field some. We ran the ball well without our two starting running backs, but we just turned the ball over. And I was afraid it was going to cost us, but we overcame it as a team. Heck of a team win.
You also overcome the loss of Keenan Allen. You don't have two of your top running backs in this game, but still, going for two, it's one.
And here we go.
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend. Friday, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, partying, yeah. Partying, partying, yeah. Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Prime Social, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Yes, indeed, it is The
there
Blitz
you go.
On ESPN 97.5. He's A.J. Hoffman. I'm Cody Stutz in for Fred Fowler. Fred,
what's important in radio? Getting your reps in.
Yeah, exactly.
So now you've doubled up your reps.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You heard how much better it was the second time.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, man. Wouldn't be the first time I was embarrassed to be early.
That's all right.
Won't be the last time probably either.
Hey, if you're early, at least you're there.
Exactly. That's a great point.
Yeah.
I'd rather be early than late.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, especially in most situations.
Yeah.
in most situations. Hey, man, we're going to have some fun on a Friday. We're out here at Prime Social on Westheimer. If you don't know where it is, I mean, this is the place. I mean, you play poker here a ton. You win money here a ton. That's what you do when you come to Prime Social. You play poker, you win.
That's usually the game plan.
Yeah,
I didn't get to play this week because Fred's gone. He's money blocking me, basically.
I know, right?
He's cash blocking me. And I see John Granato over there with a big stack. Probably would be my stack by now if I were over there, but no. Today was not the day. I had to work like a schlub.
Yeah.
But it's all good, man. This is not a bad place to be working.
You didn't think you could blow through the entire tournament in time for the show to start today?
No, there's still 18 players, so I wouldn't have made it.
You didn't want me to just do solo blitz?
No, yeah. I don't think that would have worked. But
Well, if you want to come out and play poker, 7801 Westheimer, and they got all sorts of great stuff coming here at Prime Social. Tomorrow they got a specialty beer coming in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, tomorrow I'll get all the details for you in the course of the next few days. Somebody's pulling in like a reserve beer they've had on reserve for like 3-4 years, and they're debuting it or bringing it back tomorrow, Prime Social.
Nice.
At the toy drive, you get all sorts of free crap when you bring a toy. So bring a toy, play some poker, have some fun out here at Prime Social, and see us because we're out here chopping it up about all sorts of stuff. Man, Thursday Night Football, you heard it when we were talking. You heard it while I was trying to intro the show. Chargers get the win last night, AJ, and I did not think Anthony Lynn had it in him to go for the two and not kick that.
Ballsy move. I always say this: if you don't think you're the better team, go for it. If you're on the road, go for it. And I think in this case, Anthony Lynn thought, you know what? If we go to overtime here and we lose the coin toss, you know, it's probably 60-40. You know, that they're going to go down and score a touchdown. So he says, you know, let's take that out of their hands. The weakness of this Chiefs team is their defense, especially short yardage defense. Let's make something happen. And sure enough, I mean, it's the easiest 2-point try you'll see. I mean, there's no one within 5 or 6 yards of Mike Williams, which, I mean, if you're going to cover anybody last night, that was the guy to cover. He's the one who ate your heads all night. I thought it was a bold move. And now it puts – I mean, you make the argument that Chargers are the best team in the AFC.
Big shakeup in the AFC. Because, I mean, you would have to think that – you look at the Chargers and they would have to get past that game and beat the Chiefs for you to say, okay, I believe in them. Because Phillip Rivers – is a guy that, you know, if you were doing like the tiers of quarterbacks, he's probably not that first tier, second tier guy. Under the radar a lot of times. Had a really bad season a couple of years ago that kind of took him off of a lot of people's radar. He's phenomenal this year. He's got more yards than Drew Brees, same amount of touchdowns. Few more interceptions. Last night threw two horrible ones that almost cost them huge. But you look at that defense. Bosa's back. Ingram's really good. They've probably got the defensive rookie of the year playing safety for him. And they did that last night with Keenan Allen going down and then without their top two running backs.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay, so those guys get back. If they might have to go on the road, but even if they do go on the road, they've got the rushing attack, the defense to hang with anybody, and then they're alive for that number one seed, and you got to come to their place.
Yeah, the Chargers are probably looking back at that game against Denver that they lost inexplicably and going, what the hell happened there? Because now, I mean, the first tiebreaker is going to be, you know, your record in conference, and the Chiefs have a game up on them right now. But, you know, the Chargers have a home game against Baltimore and a road game against Denver left. Neither one will be easy, but they're both winnable. The Chiefs have a game at the Seahawks, which is never easy.
No.
And then home against the Raiders, which is obviously very winnable. I'll tell you this. The Chiefs are going to be big Seahawks fans next week.
No doubt.
They are going to be big
Seahawks
fans.
Yeah, the Chargers will be big Seahawks fans, yeah. And the Chiefs got to go do it in primetime, which is the only place they've lost.
Yeah.
How about that?
They're pretty wild.
3 primetime losses, all by less than 7 points. And if I told you that stat and you hadn't watched any of the Chiefs games – you'd be like, oh, okay, so really, really good football team. The other team's got lucky. Man, I mean, not really so much. I mean, The defense is atrocious.
Yeah.
I mean, regardless of if Justin Houston's on the team or not, yeah. Stephen
well,
A. Smith.
I mean, Eric Berry shows up and
that was the weirdest thing I've seen in a long time.
Didn't make that much of a difference.
If he's healthy enough to play one half, isn't he healthy enough to play both halves?
You would think, unless something happened.
Unless he got re-injured. Have you seen the video making the rounds on Twitter that Chiefs fans are just losing their minds about?
No.
Berry's lining people up on defense pre-snap, and he like lines the guy up, and the guy makes the play, and he apparently was doing it like all night, lining the defense up, and they played okay in the first half, and then he's sitting on the sidelines for the second half, and it just all goes to hell. And it's like, this guy hasn't played in 12 weeks.
Yeah.
And he already knows more about the defense than everyone playing.
That's about right.
that's the Chiefs.
That's about right.
That's the Chiefs. That's a really, really shaky playoff team. Now, they've got the type of offense that is just going to annoy the hell out of you, regardless if it's cold or not. Like, I know people are worried about Mahomes if it's cold weather, even if Kansas City and they're at home. But they're just going to annoy the hell out of teams. But they're not stopping anybody. And they're not going to be able to grind it out. Because they can't run the football.
Yeah, but they do have the capability of boat racing some teams.
No doubt.
And Patrick Mahomes, that dude, it's crazy to watch him because he does pretty much everything wrong.
Yes.
He doesn't go by the book, but he's so talented that it ends up not mattering. And it's really crazy to watch because sometimes I'm like, oh, God, what is he doing here? Why is he running backwards 20 yards? And then he throws a ridiculous pass, like turning over his shoulder and completes it, and they get a first down. It's like, how does this even – one time it looked like he was running out of bounds, and he kind of sidearms the ball about 15, 20 yards down the field, first down. I mean
– Well, the first touchdown he threw where it was like, oh, okay, he's rolled out, he's flushed out of the pocket, looks like he's going to throw it away. Nope, he threw a touchdown.
No, touchdown. Yeah, he – and let's be honest about that game last night. The refs tried everything they could to let the Chiefs win that game. And the people who are complaining about the call at the end of the game, the PI at the end of the game, missed the entire rest of the game. It was a horribly officiated game, but even Troy Aikman was like, I like that they're letting them play. It just doesn't seem like they're letting them play on both sides, you know. And they were, I mean, the defensive holding penalties that they were calling on the Chargers, that they show a replay and it's like, since when is this holding in the NFL? Like, we got to let these guys play. And Patrick Mahomes knew it. He was getting those calls, pointing his finger. Let's go, let's go. He gets a face mask call on a play that 100% should have been intentional grounding, should have been offsetting penalties. No, just the face mask is called. So
the officiate, how many times do you watch an NFL game? And it's not every game, but it feels like the majority. How many times do you watch an NFL game and the yellow flag hits the field and you go, huh?
It happens quite a bit, but sometimes it happens when it doesn't hit the field. Last night, Phillip Rivers gets his head taken off. The play before that, before that pass interference call that everybody's complaining about, no call.
Nothing.
Trust me, if that's Tom Brady, there's a call.
Oh, and
if that's Aaron Rodgers, there's a call.
And every official's taking the little hanky out of their pocket and throwing it on the
probably field. If it's Patrick Mahomes, it's a call.
Yeah.
So I thought that the Chargers overcame a lot last night. And, man, that's a good team. That is a good team. They were with three and a half quarters without their best receiver, Keenan Allen. He looked like a touchdown. They say it's not a catch. He's out with a hip injury for the rest of the game. It's like, man, they could not catch a break. And they still find a way to pull it off. So
that is a team that first of all, that's a team that if they get the one seed, like, I don't want to go play them at their place. Like, I don't want them – I know their place doesn't fill up with their fans.
Yeah.
But I don't want them to have any measure of comfort when I'm playing them. And if – I mean, if they're the five
– yeah, let's put it here in the Texans terms. Being the three seed is a priority.
It's really important.
If you're the Texans. Because if you're the four seed – either the Chargers or the Chiefs are coming to your house. And, you know, in my opinion, that won't end well. Those are not teams that the Texans match up well against.
No.
I think being the three seed is super important, which means – I know or the two seed, which puts Texans fans in an odd spot of who they're cheering for this weekend, the Steelers or the Patriots.
Right, exactly.
I tend to think that, especially because they've got the – the bird in hand with that win. I think the Patriots are going to be the two seed. But if you end up – if the Texans end up being the four seed, they're in real trouble. The three seed, you know, could be the Titans. I'd feel good about that. Could be the Dolphins. I'd feel great about that. The Ravens, okay, that's iffy. The Colts, I wouldn't feel great about. But
no.
But I'd feel better about all of those teams than the Chiefs or the Chargers. I mean, you might be talking about the two best teams. You're going to play one of them in the first round if you end up with that four seed.
Let's talk a little bit more about that AFC playoff picture and what it's going to look like this weekend. He's AJ Hoffman. I'm Cody Stutz in for Fred Fowler on the Blitz here on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Pajamagram. And Christmas is right around the corner. This year, you want to go with a win-win. Something that's going to make her feel hot and heat up your holiday as well. How about the super warm, world-famous hoodie footy from Pajamagram? America's PJ experts. It's hard to get her hot when she's freezing cold, and the hoodie footy is the ultimate solution. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth will have her feeling cozy in no time. You can get all the hoodie footy styles, including mink chocolate, snow leopard, and many others at Pajamagram.com. Best of all, no need to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, delivery by Christmas, guaranteed. Plus, they're backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee, so you're risking nothing. Go to Pajamagram.com right now or call 1-800-GIFT-PJs. That's Pajamagram.com. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Fred is almost back. He's not quite back yet, though. I'm Cody Stutz in for Fred Fowler. A.J. is here. Jong is back at the studio taking care of us because we are on the road. It is Prime Social, 7801 West Timer. Is where we're at today. Come play some poker, and how about this? It's the holidays, and there's toy drives all over the place. How about a free daily fee when you bring a toy in for the charity drive they got here?
Can't beat
at Prime
that.
Social. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Good stuff. And I mentioned the beer event. I'll get the details for you that. You don't want to miss that. They got tournaments all over the place now. It's the holidays. Everybody's got a little extra free time. Probably got a little extra jangle in your pocket. Come out here. Have a really nice Merry Christmas.
Or you want some extra jangle in your pocket.
There you go. Exactly.
It's the place to get it.
Exactly. You can certainly get it there. At Degenerates975, at AJ is the real. I'm at Cody_Stutz. And, of course, Jong always. At my name, Jong. Until he changes his
name. Not always, yeah. Let's
but
not
my
go
name,
always.
But my name, Jong, is pretty strong. I think you should stick with that one. That's just my personal opinion. How many coaches go for two last night in the NFL? Majority or minority?
I'd say now the majority. I mean, it depends on, again, it depends on who the team is, but the majority of, I'd say the majority of teams playing the Chiefs in that situation, go for it. You know, I do think it's, there's some situational stuff to it, like when you should be going for it, when you shouldn't. I killed Frank Reich for going for it on fourth down earlier this year against the Texans because, I mean, you're basically saying, you know, if we don't get this, we're losing the game. When
sure.
You can get out of there with a tie, which I know everyone would say you play to win, well, you play not to lose sometimes, and when it's fourth down, you play not to lose. And I bet you, if you ask Frank Reich, he wishes he had that game back.
Oh, a tie would be huge.
It'd be
for them.
Massive. So, I think that there's situations where you should go for it, situations where you shouldn't. But I think the Chargers in that situation last night, it's the right play.
The way you talk about it makes me think that if you had the headset, you're going for two.
Against the Chiefs in Kansas City? Yeah, I'm going for two.
I know Rivers wanted to go for two right away. Like, he was all about it.
And you also, I mean, you could tell, I mean, obviously they had a pretty good two-point play drawn up. So a lot of it is your confidence in your play. And the fact that Phillip Rivers never moved after the touchdown, like he basically was waiting for him to give him the thumbs up. They had high confidence in that play, and clearly it was the right call.
O'Brien kicks right there, right?
I hope not. I hope he doesn't.
I'm pretty sure he kicks.
He probably does, but, man, on the road against the Chiefs, and, I mean, the idea that, you know, the Texans get the ball and they're going down to score a touchdown, that seems unlikely. So, yeah, I'd just go for it.
I'm just trying to think about the teams that are going to be playing here in January.
Patriots might play for overtime. The Patriots are one team that might play for overtime. In the AFC, though,
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they probably go for two. They go for two a lot of the times when it's, you know, the game would be 7-7 and they decide to just go for two on the first touchdown.
If the situation's reversed, Andy Reid goes for two.
Probably.
Yeah.
But yeah,
Harbaugh probably kicks, right? Especially because Lamar Jackson's going to be the QB going forward.
I don't know. They're confident in their running game. Yeah. And listen, the Chiefs, like I said, the Chiefs are so horrible in short yardage defense that you got to feel confident that you can get 2 yards on those guys. I mean, it seems like if you're going to be able to get it on anybody, that's the guys.
That's true. Yeah, if it was Baltimore or, you know, just in that game situation last night, if it was San Diego on the other side, I maybe think about kicking just because I'm not sure about – honestly, I probably would have kicked, but – you've talked me into they're not being a bad decision for going forward for two.
Yeah, I mean, listen, because if you lose the coin toss, you probably lost the game. I mean, your defense is tired. You've gotten a couple stops, which was good, but more often than not, that offense is going to do what it does, and I think it was the right call.
Andy Reid did not do his team any favors trying to burn clock late, which is kind of an Andy Reid thing to do, and they get the ball deep in their own territory, and everyone and their mom knew they were going to run the ball, and they've been killing them with screens all night, and so Andy Reid runs the ball and gets stuffed for a 2-3 yard loss.
And then on like 3rd and 15, they throw the ball downfield, and I was like, dude, 3rd and 15, I'm running a draw and punting with 1 second left on the play clock, which, by the way, that's my biggest complaint about the Chargers. Is they run the play clock down to 1 or 2 so often. They're the slowest paced team in the NFL. And, I mean, the Chiefs, they know when you're going to snap the ball. Everybody knows when you're going to snap because you only have one option of when to snap it.
Well, and they I don't know exactly why that is. Maybe it's just the play calls or getting everything.
Phillip Rivers is a maniac when it comes to what he sees as far as audibles.
Sure.
And sometimes it takes him a long time to get everybody where he wants.
Well, Andy Reid bailed him out last night.
With the offsides?
With the timeout.
Oh.
Nobody's.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Nobody's set.
Yep.
Rivers is still directing traffic. There's 5 seconds left on the play clock.
Yep.
And they call timeout. And
well, I first thought it was the Chargers, and they didn't have a timeout left.
One of the Chiefs players did. He was holding up the empty fist, and he's looking at the ref, and then Rivers just lights him up. He's like, it was you. You called time. And then I was like, why did you call time? Your defense is not going to get a better situation by planning.
Right.
Like, your defense needed every advantage they could, and the Chargers trying to get rid of the rock would have been the one that they needed. Alas, you know, that's something to pay attention to. The Chiefs, all these little cracks in their armor are there, like rushing attack, defense, Andy Reid. Now, it wasn't this huge, baffling Andy Reid decision-making like usual. And then you look at the Chargers, it's like, oh, well, they were hurt and not playing great, and Phillip Rivers threw 2 interceptions, and oh, they won last night. Oh, they're going to get a little bit healthier. Now, the Keenan Allen thing, I guess, might be IR, might end the season. But they're going to get Gordon back. They'll get the backup back.
Might end my fantasy season, too.
Oh, jeez. Well, I was going up against Mahomes, so I was happy with.
I got a big fat zero from Keenan Allen.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. That's brutal.
Yeah.
That's brutal. Well, it could be worse.
Could be worse.
You could be starting Josh Allen and one of his wide receivers in your fantasy league this week, me.
Oh, well, Josh Allen, I don't hate. One of his wide receivers, ooh.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Odell Beckham mysteriously has a quad injury this time of year.
Ugh.
That's just a shutdown, right? Odell's not really hurt.
Yeah. That's my guess.
Closing it down. Don't let him get a serious injury. Have him ready for next year. All right, so plenty of stuff to get to in the NFL today. We'll get to a lot of it. But there was actually some entertaining and fun to watch hoops yesterday in this city. And they were on the second screen. I was Thursday Night Football main screen. But it was fun to watch. LeBron James in town for one of his, I guess, 2 appearances that he'll head to Houston this year.
So
you get to see him more often now that he's in the West. So 1st of 2 for LeBron and company. And they were in town. And that one, James Harden got going late, and then it was just no turning back after that.
Yeah, 50-point triple-double. That'll get it done pretty much any night of the week. But the Rockets are starting to maybe find themselves in a little bit of a groove. I don't want to go too crazy and say that it's they're back, but they looked really good last night. You're probably going to need more out of guys like Chris Paul and Eric Gordon on the regular if you're going to, because you can't count on a 50-point triple double from James Harden every night.
No, no.
But you know it does help when they come along and did a good enough job defensively. But this is one of the first times in a long time that the Rockets' offense has looked like what we thought it was going to look like.
Yeah, that's the big thing is it felt a little bit, not quite all the way, but it felt a little bit closer to the previous season's Rockets team that we had seen a couple of different times just absolutely overwhelm people last year. And then this year, it's like they were the team getting overwhelmed regularly.
Yeah.
And last night, it was that big offensive explosion there at the end. You close it out, and the other team doesn't have any answers for you. And, you know, to get there, it was a little dicey because it looked like the Lakers were going to hang around to the final little minute, and then James Harden happened a little bit later.
And then the whole putting your hands behind your back and basically saying,
"Oh, I've got lots of thoughts about this.
I give
this.
Up on this."
Let's talk more about this because that is not something the face of the NBA needs to be doing.
No, but do they have a point?
Maybe. We'll talk a little bit more about the Rockets. And if you want to get in, at AJ is the real on Twitter, at Cody_Stutes on Twitter, at Degenerates975, at my name Jong. Plenty of ways to get to us that way on social media. Text us, too. Text us on the text line as well. ESPN 975, Sportsmap 94.1. It's the Blitz.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Go Solutions. And if you own your home, you need to listen up and grab your smartphone. Our friends over at TGS Insurance are about to deliver big savings on your home policy, all without ever having to talk to an agent. And that's the best part. It used to take hours to get a reliable home quote. Then someone made it 15 minutes to save a few percent. TGS Insurance has built the new system that gives you a firm quote in just 15 seconds using nothing but your address, and you're probably going to save a bunch of money. Grab your phone right now. Text the word money to 232323. The system's going to ask for your address. You send that back, you'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company, the savings, they're legit. The online rating, nearly perfect. The average customer from 2018 is saving over $825 on home insurance. You don't need to wait until your renewal because TGS Insurance takes care of the back end, so you can free your mind and fatten your wallet, guys. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and save big today.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on Sportsmap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
A.J.'s here. I'm Cody Stutes in for Fred. He will be back Monday, right?
I believe so.
Yes. I mean, assuming he doesn't get, like, frozen in Canada.
Yeah.
Weather and such.
I think
he'll
survive. Yeah. He's been up there for worse.
Sure.
And it's so cold here today. I mean, if we can survive, he can survive.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm a total baby when it comes to cold weather.
Are you?
I would rather be, and this is a rare take you'll get from a fat guy, I would rather be burning to a crisp than cold.
Really?
Yes.
No, I'm the total opposite.
I'd rather be burning to a crisp.
Yeah, I don't mind being a little chilly. Because I don't really get that cold.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I don't know. I don't like being hot. I don't like being cold. I don't like being uncomfortable, period.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I'm very much a diva.
Yeah, it's good. That's a good place to be. It's like, you know, the thing that you run into, like in here, a buddy of mine went to London a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have air conditioner in a lot of those places.
They don't. My wife is from the Pacific Northwest. None of the houses there have air conditioning.
What is wrong with these people?
I don't know. They just open their windows and turn on a fan.
Haven't they heard of HVAC? Like, get your AC inside.
Well, they got a heater.
Out. Yeah, like.
But, yeah, you know, they just don't build houses with air conditioning. It's crazy.
Good grief. I don't know if they have air conditioners on Gifting Map, but they have pretty much everything you might need on Gifting Map.
Damn near everything else.
Yep. It's a one-stop shop for holiday. It presents holiday presents, everything from home decor to jewelry, maybe an air conditioner, I'm not sure. Luggage, briefcases, cufflinks. It's a great collection of brands and items to discover. Plus, you can enter to win a $500 gift card on the site and $100 each for three of your friends. Check it out on giftingmap.com. All right, so the Rockets win last night. We'll talk about how they won in a second. But the big story coming out was LeBron acting like a goofus on the court and then complaining to a huge degree after the game about the officiating. You got his teammates tweeting the NBA officiating Twitter account today. Kuzma's like, can we get fined for tweeting at this account? Like, just cut it out. Like, you know that's how the Rockets play basketball.
Yeah, but I can see, like, I see LeBron James as a guy who, his entire career, he's had to take contact that other guys don't because the officials have never really figured out how to call him because he's just such a physical freak.
Yep.
That they're not used to someone that fast, you know, and being that big and that strong. And people beat that dude up, and he can't get calls. And then you see guys like James Harden and Chris Paul who it feels like, you know.
It's pretty soft contact.
They're babies,
sometimes.
You know. Yeah. And so I can understand his frustration. I think if you want to bitch about it after the game, let's do that. But to put your hands behind your back while you're still playing a game, I thought that was kind of a bad look. But, you know, Lonzo Ball said last night, you can't touch him. And he's right, but you got to figure out a way around that. It is, and it's not just the Rockets who get those calls. It's a lot of teams now that play ball the way the Rockets do. Which, again, like I said, if I'm one of those teams that gets the calls, I love it. If I'm LeBron and I've never gotten calls in my career, I'm like, dude, what the hell? People are hitting that dude in the face his whole career.
Yeah,
and he can't get a call. He's getting clotheslined.
I got news for you, LeBron. Like, get used to that because
oh, yeah.
they don't try to get to the rack a lot, but if Curry's driving, he's getting that call.
Yep.
If Thompson's driving or Durant's driving, they're getting those calls. And, like, you're eventually going to have to go through Golden State if you want to win a championship. It's like that's just what happens. And, by the way, the game's in Houston last night. Like, don't you expect them to get a few more?
No.
Like, and then if LeBron wants to complain about it, that's fine because I trust LeBron's elite defense, but, like, his teammates – complaining about and bitching about
well, it. Well, there were some, like, on the drive, yeah, you kind of get used to they're going to get those calls. But they the two fouls they called on three-pointers on Josh Hart.
Yeah, that's...
Dude, that's... that can't be real. I mean, in the NBA, that can't be real. You can't just say, okay, yeah. I mean, there's...
It's a two-point game, and then they hand James Harden 3 points.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I understand... You know, and then like when LeBron's coming around the screen and they call him for a foul on that, I'm like, oh, dude, this. I understand his frustrations. I'll say that. I'm not saying that he's right to do what he did, but I understand his frustrations.
And I know Rockets fans are going to point to, well, the Rockets only shot 32 free throws and the Lakers shot 27. Yeah, that's how. How'd you get to the line?
Right.
You know, it's not the total number, it's the how. And how many of those things should have just been let go in the course of basketball. I'm watching this game last night, AJ, and I don't know how you feel about this. The past two games, pretty good contributions off the bench. Last night's House, Green, Nene has 6 off the bench. Played okay, gave you some solid minutes. Brandon Knight's alive. He's a real person.
We've seen him.
He's not just a shell contract.
Seen him with our own eyes.
Yeah. Now we only saw him for 4 minutes, but
yeah,
we saw him.
Saw him.
The way they've won these past two games, like my only question is it sustainable? The bench went off 2 games ago. They win last night, the bench contributes. Like, if they're going to keep getting that, they'll play much better basketball because, like you said, it's still a little iffy game from Chris Paul.
Yeah.
You can't expect James to get 50 every night. Eric Gordon is not that much different starting than he is off the bench.
Yeah.
You know?
He's not very efficient. One of the things I appreciated about the win last night for the Rockets is last season they would have lost that game for sure. And I know last season they were a much better team. But for the most part, last season they were going into fourth quarters and just getting steamrolled in the fourth and letting teams come back. And now, granted, last year they were building up big enough leads in the first three quarters that it didn't usually matter. But to go into last night's fourth quarter with a two-point lead and then to stretch it out and win by, you know, 15 points.
Two-point lead with LeBron on the other side.
Yeah.
You know, regardless of how good the rest of the Lakers are, LeBron's over there.
Yeah. So, and, you know, reality is they didn't do a great job of containing LeBron last night. He got his. That was a very LeBron-like game. But the rest of the guys they did a good enough job with, and you mentioned the bench. you talk about a bad bench. The Lakers bench was horrible. I mean, Stevenson came in and gave them something. Nobody else even contributed. And, you know, Tyson Chandler's coming out there, and he's just
– he's ancient.
Basically just
years.
A walking foul. you know, but for the most part, the Lakers, their front line, you know, Kuzma played a good game. Josh Hart played a good game. Hell, even JaVale McGee was good. I mean, it was set up for the Lakers to win, and to the Rockets' credit, they just said, no, not tonight. And like you mentioned, good contribution from House. Even some good minutes from Nene. Again, a walking foul, but at least he got some use while he was out there.
And then he did not like the way the officials were calling the game.
No, he did not either.
Isn't that interesting? The Lakers complained about it so much, but Nene was the one that gets ejected. Like, it's clearly that they were bad all around.
Yeah.
But when you go back and you watch the game again, it's like, it was real bad for the Lakers. They couldn't get any. It's a rhythm thing. You couldn't get a rhythm defending, couldn't get a rhythm on offense. Like,
and that's what I always question about the NBA, letting, you know, taking away all these little hand checks and bumps and things like that. They do it because they want more high-scoring games, but, man, it's hard for an offense to get into rhythm when there's so many whistles in a game. And that was one of those games last night where it's like, dude, they just play basketball for a little while, uninterrupted, but was not to be.
Four in the next 7 days with Memphis tomorrow night. On the docket.
A chance for them to make some hay. You know, this is a team that's they've put themselves in a really crappy spot. And, you know, winning that game last night was big. And now that's, you know, that's two wins over teams that you're going to be fighting for a playoff spot with.
No doubt.
You got another one in Memphis. You might have one in Utah. So it's an important stretch for the Rockets.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And if the folks want to go see the Rockets, you know how they can go see them.
I do know how you can go see them. And of course, if you want to give the gift of the Rockets for the holidays, they've got you covered with that too. And it is a great gift, the gift of live basketball. And this holiday season, you can give that experience with the Rockets Holiday Pack, starting as low as $149. They've got two different 5-game packages to choose from. The Red Pack guarantees tickets to see the Celtics, Pelicans and Mavericks, and a couple more teams. The Silver Pack's got the Raptors, the Warriors, and more. And you can't beat that price. $149 for 5 basketball games. Take advantage of the Rockets Holiday Family Special next Wednesday when the Rockets host John Wall and Bradley Beal and the Washington Wizards. 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 sodas, and 1 family holiday photo with either Santa Clutch or some live reindeer. And after you and the family open your presents from Santa, get on out to Toyota Center when the Rockets face Russell Westbrook and the Oklahoma City Thunder at 2 o'clock on Christmas Day. Spread your holiday cheer this season with Rockets tickets. Go to Rockets.com or call 713-627-DUNK to get yours today while they're still available.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Fred's still out. I'm Cody Stutz in for him. A.J. is here, as the big voice guy told you. We're at Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer, and I finally got the details on that great little beer thing I've been telling you about. So they got the Tap Takeover with St. Arnold featuring the limited edition Divine Reserve. Once a year, they release this, and you got all sorts of great stuff, brewery passes, glassware, other St. Arnold swag and giveaways. That would be tomorrow. You want to get out to Prime Social. And daily free membership and daily fee for everyone from 12 until 4. So, hey, how about that? Great beer, even if you don't want to play poker. You got to come out and get the great beer released once a year. This is just something that has happened in the NFL, and it's one of those things that has, like, so many weird aspects to it, AJ, that we may never get, like, the full, true, honest-to-God story. But what's happening with Carson Wentz in Philadelphia, it feels like something that should never happen in a league that is such a stickler for who's injured, when they're injured, how they're injured, how often these guys can and will get evaluated, the world-class medical ability they have. And just to catch the folks up, apparently Carson Wentz has, I'm going to say a broken back, but it doesn't sound like that, but there's an injury to his back that he may or may not have been aware of for a few weeks.
So here's the deal, and this is where the biggest issue is coming in. Carson Wentz was questionable, and now he's out for the season. So how you can be questionable to play and then suddenly you're done for the season is beyond me. But Emmanuel Acho, who I covered when he was in Austin, and he tweeted out a video today, and he talked about when he had a torn ACL, they told him that it was just a hip pointer, like a strained hip flexor.
Oh, my goodness.
When he had a broken thumb, they told him that the pop he heard in his thumb was scar tissue breaking up. And he reminds you that the Eagles training staff works for the Eagles, not for the players. They have the Eagles' best interest in mind, not the players' interest. And now, why the Eagles would want to take any chances with Carson Wentz, who they've got a major investment in, is beyond me. But he apparently wasn't the only one, because after he posted this video, he had a couple guys step up, retweet his video, and give similar stories.
Oh, gosh.
Earl Wolf, 2013, torn PCL, forced back in to mess it up again, missed the rest of the year. 2014, four MRIs on my knee in 5 months, couldn't squat 135 pounds in that five-month span, but nothing was wrong with my knee. Got a microfracture. 2015, out 9 months, cleared for 5 days, another major procedure. That doesn't sound good. So Phillip Hunt, he jumps in. When I tore my ACL with the Eagles in 2013, they told me I had a tight IT band and to foam roll it out. I went and got a second opinion, and the doctor confirmed that my ACL was 90% torn. So this is where, you know, you start to question if a team is really taking care of their guys. And with so many Eagles stepping up and saying that, former Eagles, and Emmanuel Acho, what he says in his video, because the first, of course, people are going to say, well, he's bitter, they cut him. But Emmanuel Acho said, you know, he's the youngest analyst in the country. You know, he's got himself a pretty good job now analyzing football games for ESPN.
Yeah, and if his larynx closes up, ESPN's not going to run him out there on game day.
Right.
Yeah.
But he's also, I mean, you're talking about a really, really smart guy, Emmanuel Acho. I mean, he's got a master's degree. He went to a really good, in fact, someone commented on his video and said, you sound like Dave Chappelle tries to do a white guy's voice. And he replied,
jeez,
I'm not sure what a white guy's voice sounds like, but I went to the #8 private school in the nation, then got my master's degree from Texas and am properly educated. So I'd say I sound like that, which is kind of funny. But yeah, I think there's a lot of guys on the Eagles now, former Eagles, coming up and saying, hey, they're not looking out for us. And Carson Wentz, I mean, for a guy who came off a major injury last season, kind of got rushed back this season, which a lot of people will say is that's why he was ineffective this season, because he wasn't ready to come back. But it seems like the Eagles, up until they're basically eliminated from the playoffs, we're going to run them out there and see what they could get out of them.
This is going to sound really crass from me, but if it's, you know, the 40th through the 53rd guy on the roster, and you know, there's not a guy to replace what he does, like he's really good at whatever he does for your team, I could understand maybe fudging it, fibbing just a little bit, maybe coaxing him to get play through it. This the dude. This the guy that slings the rock. This is the quarterback. You're going nowhere. That Nick Foles crap was a unicorn. That's never happening again, okay? What happened there? You can't screw with a back injury with a quarterback, because think about this. If this had gotten bad or worse, or he'd had some sort of serious back injury, this season's torpedoed, probably next season's torpedoed, and then you're looking and you're like, okay, well, now all of a sudden he's going into this deep in his contract, and we got to pay him without really knowing what he can do because we screwed around and got him hurt.
Yeah.
Like, you have to, like, the doctors have to read this And then before telling the guy who's got a fracture in his back, they go tell someone in the Eagles organization that's like, whoa, down low. Keep that on the down low.
Right.
Like, that is craziness. That is craziness.
Well, I think it's a it's becoming – I mean, maybe there should be some sort of an investigation into it, you know, into the Eagles, because now you're seeing so many things come up with this.
Oh, absolutely. If the Ravens can lose thousands and thousands of dollars for an extra padded practice, and if the Falcons can lose thousands and thousands of dollars for stadium noise, I mean, if you screwed around with a player's health, like – You got to get into a weird spot where you don't penalize the team, and then it ends up hurting the player. But, like, I mean, fines, is this a draft pick thing? Like, I don't know. I mean, if they covered this up, you know, it's terrible.
And
you hear it today, Wentz had the same type of injury while he played in college.
Well, let's just take if punishment out of the off the table, let's just say if you're Carson Wentz, do you feel like this organization has your best interest in mind?
No.
No. So when it comes time for you to re-sign, are you going to take that into consideration? I would say absolutely you should.
And you could – and look, I don't believe for 1 minute, oh, well, all of a sudden an MRI showed this. Like, I don't – that's not
– right.
You know, the body works in mysterious ways. Doesn't feel like it works that way, though.
This is the deal. Almost every NFL player I've talked to, if he feels like he can get out there and play, he's going to play. So they count on training staffs to tell them, listen, you're too hurt to be out there. So when a training staff's not taking care of you, I mean, man, you're sending out – you're basically winding up these robots, and there's nobody to slow them down because they'll just keep going.
No doubt.
Which obviously not the best way to go about it.
Man, I bet we haven't seen the last of this. And if folks want to bet on stuff, though, AJ, you can tell them where.
Yeah, my bookie would be the place to do it. And, you know, we talk about it a lot. If you're betting, part of the gamble is where you put your money. And with my bookie, I mean, you can trust these guys. They're safe, reliable. They've been in business for years. And when you win, they pay. Make any game a lot more interesting with mybookie.ag. We all know the reason Vegas makes lines on games is so we can bet them. So get out there and bet them, guys. They've got in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business. For you fantasy guys, you can get the over-under on how many fantasy points a player is going to score each game. Pretty crazy stuff. On your computer or mobile phone, go to mybookie.ag. Get your account started today. And right now, they're going to give you a 50% deposit bonus to jumpstart your bankroll. So if you go in to deposit $500, they're going to give you $250 just to play with. Use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Go to mybookie.ag. That's mybookie.ag. Don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. Mybookie.ag.
You got to keep them separated.